Among the biggest prizes Republicans are hoping to win this November is the Senate seat in Illinois, formerly held by President Obama. The Democratic candidate, State Treasurer Alexei Janulius, is a basketball-playing friend of the president, but his campaign has been hobbled by a state college savings program that lost tens of millions of dollars and by the failure of a bank owned by his family. The Republican nominee, Congressman Mark Kirk, was considered the dream candidate for the GOP, a moderate whose views play well in that blue state. But Kirk's frontrunner status is now shaky after revelations that he has exaggerated his military record and other parts of his resume. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The last month or so hasn't been good for Congressman Mark Kirk, but that's not because of anything he's said or done recently. Actually, it started with comments he made back in 2002 at a committee hearing.
I've been in office just 1 year. Before that, I was a Navy Reserve Intelligence Officer, was the Navy's Intelligence Officer of the Year in 1998.
Turns out that Kirk's boastful claim isn't true. He was part of the Intelligence Unit of the Year, named such not by the Navy, but by an outside group. Then there's this claim Kirk made in another committee hearing, this one in 2006.
The last time I was in Iraq, I was in uniform, flying at 20,000 feet, and the Iraqi Air Defense Network was shooting at us.
Turns out that's not entirely true either. The military has no record of Kirk's plane taking fire. And there were other exaggerations and embellishments, too. Kirk claimed to have served in Operation Desert Storm, but he didn't. He claimed he commanded the Pentagon's war room, but that's not true either. And Kirk's claims about his background as a teacher contain some inaccuracies, too. He has often claimed he worked as a nursery school and middle school teacher, but an official at the upstate New York church where Kirk did part-time work in the nursery school tells the New York Times he was never, ever considered a teacher. 3 weeks ago, about the military embellishments, Kirk said he, quote, simply misremembered it wrong. But after apologizing to newspaper editorial boards and in a handful of TV interviews, Kirk has refused interview requests, including NPR's. In a statement, a campaign spokeswoman says Congressman Kirk believes his time working in a nursery school and middle school provided valuable life experience, which he has built upon throughout his career in public service. But Kirk ran away from reporters yesterday after speaking at a Senate candidates policy forum at a luncheon hosted by Chicago's Metropolitan Planning Council, darting out through a kitchen door and a service entrance and into a waiting SUV. But his opponent, Democratic Illinois State Treasurer Alexei Janulius, did stop to comment.
I think this goes to the fact that he's got some serious questions that he needs to answer.
For months, it had been Janulius who was on the defensive for his office losing tens of millions of dollars from a college savings program, the failure and FDIC takeover of the bank owned by his family. And the Illinois GOP has been running ads portraying Janulius as a mob banker.
Over the years, Alexei Janulius has had some shady ties, including the mob.
This Sopranos ad refers to questionable loans made by the Janulius family's Broadway Bank, where Alexei worked as a senior loan officer before being elected state treasurer in 2006. Roosevelt University political scientist Paul Green says the Illinois Senate race has devolved into a mess of charges and countercharges about who did or didn't do what.
This is very Shakespearean. It's much to do about nothing. Puffing up your record, you know, everyone does it. Mr. Kirk may have gone farther than most. But again, it's not what this contest should be about.
The race is tightening up, with polls showing Republican Kirk losing support and Democrat Janulius moving into a statistical dead heat. But surveys also show the nastiness turning off many Illinois voters and opening the door for at least one third-party candidate. The Green Party's Lee Allen Jones has surged to getting the support of 14% in one recent poll. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to NPR.